96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, some classic Michael Jackson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, man, if you did not get a chance to see it, you are in for a treat. Dave Chappelle was on Saturday Night Live and had people dying laughing. Social media erupted like crazy over just how good he did. And listen, nobody can deliver the truth and pure comedic style like Dave Chappelle. If you missed it, I want to play part of the monologue for you right now. This is exclusively for you from us at 96.3 WHUR, Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live.
You know what I was thinking about all day today? This is really weird. First of all, I'm nervous. I should tell you that. You can't tell, but all inside. I was thinking about a person I'd never actually met, but I heard about all my life. I was thinking about my great-grandfather, who apparently, by all accounts, was a very great man. He was born a slave in South Carolina, was a slave for 10 years of his life. And when the Northerners came down, they started educating some of the newly freed black children, and he learned how to read. Got enamored with education and dedicated his life to three things: education, freedom of black people, Jesus Christ. Became a juggernaut in the AME church. It's a pretty amazing story my great-grandfather had. And I thought about him all day today because I wish I could see him now. And I wish he could see me, because I wonder what he would say. This week I flew to New York on a private jet to host Saturday Night Live. Netflix started streaming a show that bears his name, Chappelle Show. And HBO Max is streaming it, and I didn't get paid for any of it. Yeah, if he could see me now, he'd probably be like, this got bought and sold more than I have. This morning, after the results came in, got a text from a friend of mine in London, and she said, the world feels like a safer place now that America has a new president. And I said, well, that's great, but America doesn't. Do you guys remember what life was like before COVID? I do. It's a mass shooting every week. Anyone remember that? Thank God for COVID. Something had to lock these murderous whites up, keep them in the house. All summer long, you know what I've been doing? I've been doing shows in Ohio. I live in a small town in Ohio. And a lot of these small towns in America was dying. My town was dying. So what I did is I did shows in my neighbor's cornfield. And these shows were very successful and may have even helped save the town. Isn't that something? And the local farmers, my neighbors, started to complain that my shows were too noisy. In a cornfield. Too noisy in a cornfield. I had to have a whole town meeting about how noisy I was being in the cornfield. It was so embarrassing. And I resented it. I resented that these country farmers could decide a guy like me's fate. People don't deserve to do that. They haven't seen enough. They don't know anything. They're probably watching me right now. They're probably like, at home like, honey, come quick. Come quick. The guy from the grocery store is on television. No, you big dummy. The guy from television is at the grocery store. A guy that probably has an account on farmersonly.com. You ever heard of that website, farmersonly.com? Website that begs the question, what kind of only smashes with farmers? That's gross. That whole Zoom meeting about me. I didn't talk on a meeting. I was just listening. Man, you should have heard him talking about me. He was saying, man, I'm trying to put my children to bed, and I keep hearing this guy screaming all night. My kids are trying to sleep, and all they hear is the N-word. I said, was I saying it, or were you? He had that twang in his voice. You know that twang where you hear that accent like, oh, I know he doesn't wear his mask. I don't know why poor white people don't like wearing masks. What is the problem? Wear a mask at the Klan rally. Wear it to Walmart, too. Wear your Klan hood at Walmart so we can all feel safe. And state like Ohio, for instance, right? People make more money from their stimulus checks than they do if they work. So a lot of people don't want to work. You know what it reminded me of? Ronald Reagan. You're a black fella. You're a young fella, though. You don't know about Ronald Reagan. Remember what Ronald Reagan used to say about black people? How we were welfare people, drug addicts? Who does that sound like now? Stimulus checks, the heroin, and the rest of the country is trying to move forward, and these white niggas keep holding us back. Don't even want to wear your mask because it's oppressive. Try wearing the mask I've been wearing all these years.
Man, good job, Dave Chappelle. He went on. He started talking about the president. He started talking about Donald Trump. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, make sure you go on and check it out. Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle. Don't move. The 4 o'clock hour is dedicated to black girl magic, black women in the DMV. We want to know how you felt when Kamala Harris delivered her speech. And if you missed it, we're going to play it for you right here on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown.
Yes, sir.
Boy, can I tell you, the theme song of the weekend has got to be one of the greatest memes of 2020. You remember the girl that was getting arrested? The officer had her, and she was like, "You about to lose your job."
Oh, yes, of course.
Catch this dance. You about to lose your job.
Lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Your job. Right. So anyway, very interesting is that Sway the Remix God did the remix on that. Now everybody's using it for Donald Trump. Speaking of which, in D.C., they started doing it in the street. Take a listen, everybody.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
In front of the White House, okay?
In front of the White House. But it didn't end there, Nina. Did you see the monologue they did, the skit that they did on Saturday Night Live with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Of course, yes. Jim Carrey was playing Joe Biden, but Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris was hilarious. And guess what song she played? Take a listen, everybody.
Tonight, we're not going to stand here and gloat.
Well, maybe.
We're not rubbing our victory in everybody's face.
But like just a tiny bit?
We're humbly accepting this victory.
Exactly. And I'm just gonna play a quick song on my phone.
All right, hold that dance for just a moment, because people don't just want to see Biden and Kamala happy.
Boy, I'll tell you what, boy, you never know. You get what I'm saying?
You never know. You know what? I'm low-key, like, so glad that people are poking fun at this, because they should. I mean, it's been a long 4 years. Let us have this moment where we can just laugh and enjoy the celebration. I need everyone to be singing, "You about to lose your job," okay?
Catch this dance, 96.3 WHUR. Hey, don't move, everybody. We got your inspirational vitamin coming up on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington.